Well, the Labor Day weekend is here. Summer's just about over, folks. Not so much, right? We still have some hot days ahead, no doubt. But amazing how quickly we go through summer, right? Memorial Day seemingly just yesterday, and all of a sudden Labor Day. And we're headed deep into the school year as well and into the hurricane season now. 1 week from today, the peak of the hurricane season. But I tell you what, we have some really decent weather for this time of year ahead as we go through the weekend. I want to throw out an extra caution there, throw up the red flag at the beaches. We're not looking at a terrible risk for rip currents, but it will be elevated thanks to a pretty steady onshore east to northeast wind, not particularly strong, but strong enough to raise a concern. So a lot of people will be at the beaches this weekend. The water will be warm. The temperatures will be pleasantly warm to hot. You want to use extra care, always swimming and surfing with a buddy and as close to a lifeguard as at all possible. And as we go through next week, there'll be an increase in the easterly swell, which will heighten that rip current risk even more. More on that here in just a minute. So for today, partly sunny skies after our slightly dry air that moved in overnight helped trigger the showers and thunderstorms pretty much as expected yesterday afternoon. Some very heavy downpours, quite a few areas with anywhere from a half inch to an inch and a half of rain. But we did manage a few spots. Neptune Beach was one of them with nearly 2 inches of rain. Some parts of near downtown Jacksonville had a couple of inches of rain. And through all that, the International Airport measured virtually nothing. So by airport standards, it was a dry day. We all know better than that, right? With those showers and storms waning by the evening hours. And now, with the drier air, it doesn't mean we go completely dry through the holiday weekend, but almost. Just a few isolated showers will pop today, and then again on Sunday and Labor Day. But long hours that'll be dry. If you manage to get in on a shower, it won't last long. You can wait it out and should be able to continue with whatever you're doing. Best chance for any showers would be closer to the beaches during the morning hours and then more inland in the afternoon all the way through the weekend. High temperatures today in the upper 80s, mid to upper 80s tomorrow, upper 80s on Sunday at around 90 degrees for Labor Day. Hot, but only seasonably so. Ought to be in the upper 80s this time of year. And really the beautiful thing of this is with the slightly drier air, it will be a little bit cooler at night. And it's the first time we've been able to say that in a long time. We'll drop into the upper 60s near and west of Interstate 95 for the next several nights. Then you get well inland west of Highway 301. There may be a few spots that drop as low as 65 or 66 degrees. So, hey, by our standards and the way things have been the last few months, that's not too bad. And then those temperatures gradually coming up as we go through the early and middle part of next week. So at the beaches through the holiday weekend through Monday, a lot of sunshine. So sunburn times will be down between 10 and 15 minutes, especially between about 10 in the morning and 3 in the afternoon. So sunscreen and apply and reapply. Lots of hydration, plenty of water. Water temperatures are generally in the mid-80s, but have fluctuated a little bit on and off recently, but still mostly 83 to 85, give or take. And looking for that moderate rip current risk today that will continue through the weekend. Again, use extra care if and when you're in that water, whether you're swimming or surfing, no matter how great you think you are at that at your level, swimming and surfing with a buddy and as near a lifeguard as at all possible at all times. And listen to mom and dad when they tell you not to go far out there or far away. And then as we get into next week, it does look like we go a little bit wetter by about the middle of the week, a little higher humidity, a little disturbance drops down in the jet stream. So we should see at least a little bit of an uptick in the showers and thunderstorms about the middle of next week. But that'll be after the holiday is over with. As far as the tropics go, we have, of course, Larry, which continues to strengthen and should become a major hurricane and a powerful one and a large one at that. But the good news is all indications, nothing's changed here on this one, staying way to the east of the east coast of the U.S. And obviously then no true direct impacts for Jacksonville and northeastern Florida, reaching Jacksonville's latitude about 30 degrees north, but 1,000-plus miles to the east Tuesday night into Wednesday. With that, there'll be an easterly swell at our beaches, and that's when we'll see that even higher rip current risk, and the surfers will certainly enjoy that swell, although the winds will continue to be onshore, so it won't be as clean as it could be or as surfers would probably prefer, but be at least something to surf a little bit as we head into next week. Larry then turning more northward with time will make a pretty close run at Bermuda, however. At the very least, it will be windy, showery, and rough at the beaches at Bermuda, and hopefully Larry stays just a little south and east, but it's going to be close, and then it turns more north and northeast with time out over the North Atlantic. Now, there are several and really multiple waves to track otherwise, and while nothing looks like it's ready to pop immediately, we can't rest on any of these waves. We'll continue to track them carefully, of course, always more. Talking the Tropics with Mike. at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com, updated every single day during the hurricane season. And I've posted in the Burrish blog a fairly extensive review of Ida, now that it's in the history books, finally making landfall Sunday afternoon on the coast of Louisiana. Of course, there's a violent Category 4 hurricane, and then really never letting off the gas all the way through Wednesday night with that horrific flooding in the Northeast and damaging tornadoes. And what in the end, Ida shadow its former self really in intensity, ended up killing more people on the back end as it moved out of the United States over New England and the Mid-Atlantic and parts of the Northeast than it did making landfall in Louisiana. Having said that, all the forecasts, I mean, we had this pegged from the beginning, really, for Louisiana first, and then the potential dangers well inland, and then moving all the way up into New England days in advance, certainly hours in advance, with timely watches and warnings that simply weren't heeded properly in the Northeast. That's all you can say about it. Behavioral studies will be done after this to see what people did and how they behaved and reacted to these warnings, but clearly, with the number of people out and about in New York City Wednesday evening with massive flash flooding and then taking the approach of they can just drive through the water was not a smart thing. And, you know, you can only issue the watches and warnings and hope that people react in a positive manner and in a serious manner. So we'll see how that those behavioral studies come out over the next 12 months. It'll be interesting. It is our job to try to communicate it better, no doubt about that. And maybe there was a problem in that regard. So we'll see. In any case, Ida's history now and moving away, and that'll be it for what will be a retired, another letter I that'll be retired from the alphabet when it comes to tropical systems in the Atlantic Basin. Have a great and safe weekend. Take care of yourself and one another. With Aria Weather All the Time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV. Maybe.